Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Look up in the sky!
It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucers. And we're live on TalktainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Hello, it's September, and we're finally coming up on cooler weather. I don't know about you, but I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled until I think about all the things that go on in September. So on today's show, we will discuss if traveling in hurricane season is worth the risk. And on the second half of the show, we'll talk about take the leap and get married on February 29th, 2020. You know, 2020 is a leap year. But you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTimeRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. I'm Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel, and you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our Talktainment Radio YouTube channel. Podcast is available. And like I said, the second half of the show, we'll talk about taking the leap and getting married on February 29th, 2020. So my first question is, when you hear this, this is not a drill. Forecasters say a hurricane is heading your way. Authorities have put out the order to evacuate, and you need to get moving. So what should you do first? First of all, don't panic. There are many steps you can take to protect yourself, your loved ones, and your property. And towards the end of this session, we have a checklist that you can use to prepare for a hurricane. But first, did you know, or do you know, what happens if there is a hurricane during your cruise? You're on a cruise and there's a hurricane in the area. Do you know what happens? The first thing you need to know is that cruise lines do everything in their power to make sure the cruise goes on. Only in rare cases will the cruise actually be canceled by the cruise line. These ships can travel at speeds at 21 knots, so they can usually outrun any hurricane or tropical depressions and just go around any inclement weather. But you may face some choppy seas. The seas can be rough for anyone who gets seasick easily, so make sure that you carry Dramamine with you. And the biggest ships will not rock as much, but when you're really close to a big storm, you will feel movements. And this should not last long, as the captain would try to get as far away from the storm as quickly as possible. You know, some cruise lines do a better job of that than other cruise lines. And, Royal Caribbean, Carnival does a pretty good job at it. Norwegian is a little bit different. They like to stay close to their itinerary. And things can get rough when you're on a Norwegian cruise when the waters are choppy. If the weather gets too rough, the shows will be canceled and the pools will be emptied. It's definitely an adventure cruising in choppy seas. But if you can just hold on, you might even get an extra couple days out of your trip. Your itinerary would change. If the hurricane is going to hit one of the ports you were going to visit, there may be a change in plans. It's best just to have a good attitude about the situation, since you really can't do anything about it anyway. And you might visit a different port or even stay at a port for an extra day while the weather clears. So the next question is, will you get a refund? With most cruise lines, you will likely only get a refund if the entire cruise is canceled. This is a very rare thing because cruise lines do everything they can to keep out of harm's way and sail around storms. However, if you booked a 7-day cruise and there's a hurricane coming during the same time, you might get your trip shortened by a couple days. Cruise lines usually give out compensation for shorter cruises, but at the same time, the people that are on the ship when a storm is coming in might get an extra 2 days on the ship, and they usually only have to pay for 2 days worth of tips. You know, everything in that article is not absolutely correct. If they miss a port, you will get your port charges back. So let's say they were supposed to go to Montego Bay, and because of a storm they couldn't go, but maybe they go to a different island. If the port charges are different, you'll get the difference back for the different prices in port charges. Be prepared with travel insurance. A hurricane might not affect your trip at all, or it might make your cruise miserable. If you do lose a couple days of your vacation or have your flight canceled because of the weather, therefore can't make your cruise, you will want to have travel insurance to be compensated. With cruise travel insurance, you can be reimbursed in case the weather or other unforeseen events messes up your high sea getaway. You can check out Travel Safe Insurance to see everything that is covered with your cruise. And Tysers and Travel, we sell Travel Safe Insurance. We sell it as a separate policy from your cruise because it actually covers a lot more than if you were able to get the insurance through the cruise line. So if you're on a cruise and there's a hurricane coming, you don't have to worry. The cruise ship should never get caught in a cruise. The cruise ship should never get caught in a hurricane. It's just that simple. They will outrun it. They will go around it. The only problem is if the cruise is hitting, say, Miami or Fort Lauderdale or Orlando, and the cruise ships have to go out to sea, then they may cancel the cruise altogether. So that's what you can do if a hurricane comes or happens while you're on your cruise. So earlier in the month, this just in, at the bottom of a glacier in Greenland, climate scientists find troubling signs. On one of the hottest days this summer, locals in the tiny village in Greenland heard what sounded like an explosion, and it turned out to be a soccer field worth of ice breaking off a glacier more than 5 miles away. Greenland lost 12.5 billion tons of ice that melted on August 2nd, the largest single-day loss in recorded history, and another stark reminder of climate change. A NASA team are investigating how the ice is being attacked, not only by rising air temperatures, but also by the warming ocean, which is eating away from underneath. There's enough ice in Greenland to raise the sea levels by 7.5 meters, That's about 25 feet. That's an enormous volume of ice that would be devastating to coastlines all around the planet. And we really should be retreating from the coastlines if we're looking at many meters lost in the next century or two. So what NASA did was they visited one of the largest glaciers in Greenland, in Greenland, and the fastest flowing on the eastern edge of the island. This glacier is majestic. It stands at more than 4 miles wide and roughly the height of the Statue of Liberty. And as they approached this glacier, they spotted an ice-free lake at the very front of the glacier, something they said that doesn't happen very often. The probes also brought back troubling data that this glacier was surrounded by warm water along its entire depth, more than 2,000 feet below the surface. These warm waters now are able to be in direct contact with the ice over its entire face, supercharging the melting. And this glacier has become famous in recent years as it has been retreating at a stunning rate. In 2017, the glacier lost a whopping 2 miles, and a year later, a mile-long ice column broke off the glacier's front. And the melting doesn't seem to be slowing this year. So what all this means is that Greenland has impacts all around the planet. 1 billion tons of ice lost here raises sea levels in Australia, in Southeast Asia, in the United States, in Europe, and we're all connected by the same ocean. So if you really want to know, climate change is real, it's going on right now, and you can expect massive hurricanes this hurricane season because the ocean is too warm and has too much water. So Dorian is going on right now, the hurricane's going on right now, and it's the strongest hurricane that has happened in the Atlantic Ocean. It has destroyed the Bahamas. So climate change is real, and we have to pay attention to what's going on with the ocean. It's absolutely real. So since we're on the subject of hurricane, is traveling in hurricane season, is it worth the risk? Well, there are bargains aplenty in hurricane prone areas, but make sure you have your bases covered in case of a storm. Hurricane season in the Atlantic Ocean, that includes the Caribbean, the Gulf of Mexico, and destinations in the Bahamas and Florida, runs from June 1st to August 30th. Hurricanes can strike at any time, but peak season runs August through October. And that's when they say 96% of major hurricanes have struck. And today they're saying that it is expecting the rest of the season to be more active than normal. And again, it goes to the climate change. That period extending through November is also when resorts in the Caribbean, especially when resorts in the Caribbean offer rock bottom rates, enticing budget travelers to risk a storm. Betting on good weather is always a risk, but what does it cost to cover the risk of your investment in the event of a hurricane? And that's pretty hard to put an exact figure on. Given the many variables of travel, the cost of hurricane disruption can run from nothing, assuming the airlines waive change fees and the hotel accommodates penalty-free rebooking, and insurance basically starts at about $50. So is it worth traveling during hurricane season? Well, like we said, a lot of resorts offer rock bottom prices during hurricane season. So the first thing you need to determine if you're going to travel during hurricane season and stay on an island at a hotel is, does your hotel have a hurricane protection policy? Many resorts offer their own protection policies in case a hurricane strikes, providing some assurance to travelers. The key is to ask about policies before you book, as terms vary. Does your airline allow penalty-free flight changes? So, insurance is designed to protect from the unforeseen and the unexpected. Prices vary based on what they cover and how generous they are with payouts. Some cover 100% of trip interruptions and others 150%. Some will pay for lost bags that run from $500 to $1,000. Medical evacuation may be covered at $50,000 or $100,000. Consumers can compare benefits before buying, and in case of hurricane coverage, check the terms. Most will cover policyholders when a destination is deemed uninhabitable, as Puerto Rico was after Hurricane Maria struck in 2017, or evacuation is mandatory. It is worth noting that buying travel insurance is a consideration that goes beyond weather. For example, cruises usually reroute during storms rather than cancel. But Tide Surge and Travel generally encourage clients to buy travel insurance for other reasons, such as medical, emergencies, routine travel delays, or job interference. To evaluate policies financially, add up the costs of the non-refundable expenses in a worst-case scenario, such as airline costs, lodging deposits, the lodging balance you would be responsible for in the case of a last-minute cancellation, and the price of any tour or cruise booked. So, if you're going to travel to these destinations, you need to make sure that you have travel insurance. And if you're going to travel during hurricane season, you definitely need travel insurance. Most airlines have adopted a proactive program to encourage travelers to avoid them by offering options to change flights without penalties a few days before or after a storm is expected to strike. This will apply to airports visited en route. For example, if you're flying to Jamaica, via Charlotte, North Carolina, and a storm is threatening the Carolinas, you would need a new transit airport or your final destination, in this case, Jamaica. If your flight is canceled by the airlines, you may rebook without penalty or receive a refund. Other than flying within the storm-related window prescribed by the airlines, which is usually within a week, changing your flight plans to an entirely new date, for example, you decide to try Jamaica in January. This is because your reservation was canceled because of a hurricane, so you decide to do January instead. Normally, this would incur a change fee and any fare difference between the original ticket and the one rebooked for January. For example, American Airlines charges $200 for a change to a domestic ticket and up to $750 for international travel. JetBlue change fees range from $75 to $200. Though change fees are a risk, each storm is different, and depending on the damage to a destination, among major carriers, only Southwest does not charge a change fee, and that carrier flies to several coastal and island destinations. So you need to take, you know, if you're going to travel during hurricane season, then you need to make sure that you get travel insurance. We encourage you to get travel insurance to protect your investment. The travel insurance company that we use is Travel Safe Insurance. They do a tremendous job at taking care of you. But have you ever thought about this? If you decide to travel during hurricane season and you've booked your flight into the destination and out of the destination, and the day before your travel to leave the destination, a hurricane hits. So now you could be stuck there an extra day or two. And now what happens is you're leaving it up to the airlines to decide if they should allow you to fly 1 or 2 days after you were supposed to. And as we talked about, American Airlines charges $200. Different airlines charges different fees. And depending on the type of storm that it is, sometimes they waive those fees, and sometimes they don't waive those fees. But if you've ever been caught in a storm on an island that is surrounded by water, trust me, you will never, ever travel during hurricane season again. If you've ever been caught out to sea on a cruise ship, and the port that you're sailing into is closed, and your cruise ship can't go to another port, it has to sit out at sea a couple extra days, and you've already missed your flight and everything else going on, if you had a hotel room where the ship was going to port at, you would never travel during hurricane season again. It's a frightening experience. I've been caught out to sea in a hurricane. I've been in Florida the day before a hurricane hit, and the panic that was in that city. Actually, I was in Miami doing a travel show, and I got out of Miami the day before the hurricane hit, and the panic that was in that city was totally unbelievable. So with this new hurricane approaching Florida, the panic that those people are going through and been going through for 3-4 days now is tremendous. And if you ever get a chance to take a cruise, just try to avoid hurricane season. Try to avoid being trapped on an island during hurricane season, because all the money in the world is not worth you losing your life or limb, or getting stressed out on your vacation because of a storm. So to answer the question, is it worth the risk? I personally say it's not worth the risk. That you'd be better booking in the early part of the hurricane season, or the later part of the hurricane season, or don't book during hurricane season at all. You know, January, February, March, April, May, you know, those are good months to book. But is it worth for the price? And most of the cruises that I've taken in the last years has always been around Labor Day. And the seas are choppy because the weather's bad. It's just a rough ride. So I personally don't think it's worth traveling during hurricane season. But you can give me a call at 877-932-9766 and let us know what you think about traveling during hurricane season and if it's worth it. Just let us know. This is September, and we're glad it's here because of the cool weather coming, but you have to look out for hurricane season. So you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. I'm Ricky Tires from Tires, Tours, and Travel. Join the conversation at 877-932-9766. Or subscribe to our TalkTainment Radio YouTube channel. Podcast is available. And stay tuned for the second half of the show, We're going to talk about taking the leap and getting married on February 29th, 2020, which is leap year. You know, that's the extra day in leap year. And we have a project going on where we're we have a package that we put together for people that want to get married on February 29th, 2020. That'll be the second half of the show. And we'll also talk about, is a destination wedding right for you? Now, we have a little, we have some questions that you can ask that will determine if a destination wedding is right for you. And the top seven things to consider right after you get engaged. We have seven things you need to consider right after you get engaged. And if you go to my YouTube page, I'm sorry, if you go to my Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel, in the beginning of the show, we talked about a checklist in case a hurricane is coming. If you go to my Facebook page, there's a checklist for what to do in case a hurricane is coming your way, and that's on my Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel on Talktainment Radio. And there's a checklist of things to do when a hurricane is coming your way. So those are all the things that we're going to cover in the second half of the show. Just remember that climate change is real. Glaciers are melting in Greenland, and that's causing more water in the ocean. It's causing the ocean is warmer. And when we have these hurricanes, they build up strength from traveling across warm water. So you can expect massive hurricanes this year, bigger and stronger than what they've ever been before, because the ocean is warm and there's plenty of water in the ocean. As a matter of fact, you can expect the shorelines to erode after we have storms, because that much of the shoreline is going to be destroyed because of these hurricanes. And this is the first hurricane, Doreen, that is for that will hit Florida this year. So take all that into consideration. This is hurricane season. If you're traveling, be safe. Take precautions. Visit my Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel. There is a checklist on what to do in case a hurricane is coming your way. The checklist of what to do, what to pack, and all the things that you should do if a hurricane is approaching you. Most of the times you get the warnings ahead of time, so you have enough time to evacuate. But visit my Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel, and there is a checklist on there for what to do in case a hurricane is approaching. So we've covered a lot in the first half of the show, and the second half of the show we'll lighten it up a little, and we'll talk about getting married on February 29, 2020. Look up in the sky, is a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTimeRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Listeners, you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766. Or subscribe to Talktainment Radio YouTube channel. Our podcast is available.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's AshKicking.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind,
ass-kicking products are better than those other guys. Ass-kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
ASHKIC-KIN. Shop Ash-Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for the presence of radon. It's easy. To learn more, call 866-730-GREEN. Preserve your family's health and well-being. Get your home tested. Now that's living healthy and green.
Green, green, green. It's your home. It's your dream. Radon test.
For radon is easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
A message from the US EPA.
Every year, June marks the beginning of two busy seasons, summer and wedding season. If you are legally changing your name, you need to apply for a replacement Social Security card reflecting your new name. This is easier to fix now when you first change your name than years from now when you retire. So go to our website at www.socialsecurity.gov/SS number or call us at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778 to find out what specific documents you need to change your name and apply for a replacement card.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. Listeners, you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766. And we're going to talk about leap year. 2020 is a leap year, which means couples, families, loved ones have one additional day in the calendar year to make memories that will last a lifetime. In celebration of this unique moment in time, Tyers Tours and Travel, along with Sandals Resorts and Beaches Resorts, are encouraging couples to take the leap and get married on the ever elusive February 29th, Leap Day in 2020. One that it only occurs every 4 years. The Sandals and Beaches Leap for Love Wedding Package are only available to guests who plan to wed at select Sandals and Beaches resorts on February 29th, 2020. The Leap for Love wedding package incorporates four unique elements of nature to elevate the wedding experience. To elevate the wedding experience to new heights. Earth, air, fire, and water. Couples who booked the Sandals and Beaches Leap for Love wedding package now through January 31st, 2020 and have confirmed wedding dates on February 29th, 2020 will be afforded the following. A sand ceremony for the element of earth. Wedding couples will be united even closer through a unique sand ceremony. Couples are given a keepsake vase for which they can choose two different colors of sand. The sand will then be poured into the vase, combining the two colors. This ceremony symbolizes two lives becoming one and the start of forever together. And then they have a white dove release for the element of air. Ever imagine exchanging your vows while beautiful white doves are being released behind you? The talented Sandals wedding team will make that dream a reality by coordinating an unforgettable white dove release, adding excitement and inspiration to a bride and groom's big day. And again, we're talking about taking the leap and getting married on February 29th, 2020. And we also offer a four course candlelight dinner for two for the element of fire. Nothing says romance like a private candlelight dinner for two. This allows the wedding couple to enjoy a sunset dinner under the stars with white glove service, the very best in five-star global gourmet cuisine, and unlimited pours of different types of wines. So they also have a ceremony called Seaside Trash the Dress photo shoot for the element of water. Completing the package is a Seaside Trash the Dress photo shoot. A professional EPIX wedding photographer will capture the most beautiful shots of a bride and groom alongside the Caribbean Ocean and set atop the warm white sea beaches, giving the newlyweds memories to take home and cherish forever. And you notice that this is not being offered during hurricane season. Each of the package's four components, earth, air, fire, and water, ladder up to create an unforgettable wedding day for two people in love. As the experts in everything love and romance, Sandals and Beaches Resorts are constantly looking for ways to innovate the wedding experience, which is why the resort company is encouraging couples to take the leap and get married during this unique moment in time. So if you want to book the package, give us a call at 614-323-0858, or you can visit my website, tirestores.com, and if you go down towards the bottom of that front page, it should be there. Or if you hit the tab that says romance, it should also be there. But this is a package that's being offered for couples that want to get married on February 29th, 2020. And if you're interested in the package, it's a Leap for Love wedding package that includes a sand ceremony that represents the earth, a white doves that represent the air, and then a dinner which represents fire, There's a candlelight dinner that represents the element of fire, and a seaside trash the ocean photo shoot that represents water. And again, all this is available if you want to get married on Leap Day in February of 2020. So the next question is a destination wedding right for you? Thinking of getting married, but unsure if a destination wedding is right for you? Take our quiz and discover if a destination wedding is the right fit to make all your wedding dreams come true. Again, this is a quiz that we offer. It's available on my website. If you go to my website, tiresuiz.com, click on the romance blog, and it should be in that blog. But here's the questions that we ask. Are you determined to stick to your budget? Yes. We need to know exactly how much this wedding is going to cost. Or B, our budget is more of a suggestion. So, do you want a large wedding? If you just want to be surrounded by our closest friends and family, that's the first question. Or you want all of your family and friends, they just simply have to be there. So the third question is the idea of planning a wedding stressful to you? The first answer is yes. You're not the most organized. B, no, you love this kind of thing. So number four is, when it comes to your ceremony and receptions, what's your style? A is simple and straightforward, and B is more. The fifth question is, do the people on your guest list live near you? Do you get to spend a lot of time together? First question A is yes. Yes, we see each other all the time. Or B, there are quite a few people on the list who live out of town or further. So the sixth question is, how likely is it that your friends and family are going to travel for a destination wedding? The first answer is the guests that matter would definitely be willing to make a trip. And the second answer B says, good question. I'm not sure if they all even have passports. So is it important to spend a lot of time with your guests? You know, there's a couple answers for that. Do you or your fiance like to travel? There's a couple answers for that. Think about your dress code, and are you looking for something formal or relaxed? They give a couple answers for that, A and B. And 10 is, when you think of your wedding ceremony, what's the most important to you? A stunning setting. B, a religious ceremony in a traditional space. If you answer mostly A's, a destination wedding is perfect for you. When it comes to saying I do, a destination wedding would be perfect for you. You and your spouse to be have always enjoyed travel. You get to spend extended time with your nearest and dearest, and you appreciate the stunning simplicity of a wedding by the beach. Not only that, a destination wedding helps you stick to your budget, because although you may be traveling abroad, attractive wedding packages are available, and a smaller guest list will help mitigate any surprise bills. So if the answer is mostly A's, then a destination wedding is for you. If you answer mostly B's, the wedding of your dreams is one held at home. You are a traditionalist at heart, and you can't bear the idea of getting married without an entire extended family present. And that's just fine. if staying home is what will make your wedding dreams come true, then that's exactly what you should do. If a destination wedding isn't worth it to you, consider saving up for a honeymoon instead. And that way you can enjoy the island. Just save up for the honeymoon. And one of the things that we have available, we have a honeymoon registry where it works as a, the honeymoon registry works as a, it works as a gift registry, and people can help pay for your honeymoon. That also is available on my website. If you go to my website, tiresearch.com, if you go to the romance tab, that is available. And right now, this is a commercial for my travel business. It gives you the reasons for using Tire Sears in travel. So that's the number to call, 866-547-5362. Right now, I'm in the middle of moving, so you might be better off calling my cell phone number, 614-323-0858. So the top seven things to consider right after you get married, but before you start planning your wedding. Getting engaged is a whirlwind. Trust me, it is. From the moment your partner pops the question to the thrilling day you get to tell your loved ones the news in person, it can be easy to let the excitement overcome you. You have been waiting all this time for this exact moment. Being engaged is such a special and memorable time in life. There is truly nothing like looking forward to walking down the aisle to the love of your life. With all the emotion of what to look forward to, it is important to consider what top priorities should be considered after getting engaged. The process of what comes next is generally the same for all couples, but some may want more time than others to think about the joy of being a fiancé and slowly moving along in the wedding process. And when you're ready to start thinking about the next steps and answering these thousand questions you've undoubtedly been asked, our suggestion below may be the best starting point for checking things off your to-do list. So, how long would you like to be engaged? The question may be an easier one to answer straight away. Some couples may be looking for a one-year engagement. The ideal time to plan a wedding at home or in a destination. On the other hand, there are many couples out there who are in no hurry and may have other life commitments, such as education, a future job change, little ones that may take priority for time and financial commitments. Number two, is there a particular or a special date you're hoping to be married on? This, of course, is going to navigate your decision. This, of course, is going to navigate your decision making. If you dreamed of a quirky date like being married on Leap Day, there's that Leap Day again, or having your dating anniversary land on the perfect summer Saturday, your wedding planning and budgeting may very well revolve around this. So how many guests are you estimating? Why, this may seem odd to consider right at the start. It's really important. The total number of guests is ultimately going to determine two very important things. One being your actual wedding venue, and the other, the wedding budget itself in total. You'll want to get a firm grasp about how many people you think would attend or be invited. After all, you don't want to fall in love with a venue that holds 150 guests if you're expecting 200. In regards to your wedding budget, the total number of guests is going to determine the total cost of everything from food and beverage to decor. Rental. So what about the parameters of your wedding budget for expenses? Yeah, this question is a tough one. It's the one thing that no one enjoys talking about. Let's be honest for a moment here. Weddings are expensive, whether you're getting married in a destination or a rural barn. You're likely going to invest a good chunk of change. Have the talk with your families and your partners right away. And remember that today, tradition is tough to carry out, even more challenging to navigate through. To help with your wedding budget, we offer a free honeymoon registration where your friends and family can contribute towards your honeymoon. On our honeymoon registration lists anything you wish to do on your honeymoon. It works like a gift registry, but instead of unwanted gifts, guests will give you gifts to help make your honeymoon perfect. So they also offer you a website where you can tell your story about your romance and everything leading up to you getting married. They give you invitations that you can email to people telling them about the magical date. So this is much more than just a honeymoon registry, and it's also free. And on average, with this honeymoon registry, people normally get up to like $2,500 when they use a honeymoon registry. So where do you want to get married? Married in Mexico or married in Milwaukee? To get started, we suggest making a list of top options: eloping, destination wedding, local wedding, local destination wedding. You and your partner will likely decide very quickly which one fits your vision the best. Having a firm idea of where you want to get married is a matter of importance. And we offer a destination wedding tool that will help you explore destinations without leaving home. Again, that wedding tube is available if you go to my website, tirestours.com. You go to the romance tab and you click on that, and there's a list of all the tools available: the honeymoon registry, the destination wedding tool. And that way you can play around with that. It's totally free, doesn't cost you anything. You can play around with that and determine, first of all, if you want to do a destination wedding or if you want to do your honeymoon, where you want to do your honeymoon at. So all that is available to you from our website, tirestours.com. What is more important to you, the time of year or cost? Why, it may seem a bit repetitive to the question above, this is still a great one and offers a new perspective. True both locally and in destination, the time of the year will generally dictate the costs. For local U.S. weddings, we know that peak wedding season usually lies between May and October in many areas. The pricing for weddings during these months tend to be high compared to November through April. In contrast, couples considering hosting a destination wedding should also remember that while the cost of the wedding itself is generally the same throughout the year at all destinations, the cost of travel does vary. Travel is traditionally more expensive from Christmas through Easter and over any major holidays. If you're looking to save some serious cash, it is suggested to keep an open mind to being married in the off season, wherever it may be. When do you get engaged? When you got engaged can really determine a lot. It really sets the stepping stones for how fast or slow you may be able to go in terms of planning. For instance, if you get engaged in April, planning and successfully executing a wedding for September the same year may be a bit of a stretch. The biggest factor aside from the financial capabilities is that most dates are going to reserve already. As a general rule of thumb, we see peak wedding dates for both destination weddings and local weddings get reserves about 12 to 14 months in advance. Consider looking to peak seasons from now. Many couples who become engaged at Christmas of 2019 are likely considering summer of 2021 for their day. As with anything, planning is the key. So, just so you know, the package that we've put together for leap year, the package that we put together for leap year and getting married February 29th, 2020, consists of sand, a sand ceremony for the element of earth, a white dove release for the element of air, a candlelight dinner for the element of fire, a seaside trash to dress photo shoot for the element of water. And this package is for people getting married. This package is for people getting married leap year, February 29th, 2020. And for more information on that, you can visit my website, TyusTours.com, and go to the blog page under romance. And everything that we talked about today, as far as weddings, quiz to determine if you would like to do a destination wedding, all that is available on my romance blog under the tab. Romance. Also, what also is available is the honeymoon destination tool. The honeymoon registry is also available. All that is available there. So if you just visit my website, TyusTours.com, all that information is available there for you. You can determine if a destination wedding is right for you. If a destination wedding is not right for you, you can save the date. You can reserve a date at a hall. You can also determine what destination would be right for your honeymoon. So, and all that's free. It's free to use. It doesn't cost you a thing. One of the other things that we offer, or that we've done in the past with destination weddings, is that we also make it available to people who didn't go to the wedding. We make it live, so anyone that didn't go to the destination wedding can still see the wedding live and be part of the wedding. That's something extra that we also offer. So if you're thinking about getting married, I have all this information available on my website, TyusTours.com. Click romance, and all this pops up. These questions that we had, is a destination wedding right for you? All that's on my romance blog. So we have all that available to you. So check it out. Let us know what you think. You can always give me a call at 614-323-0858. And we've talked about, so all those things are available. Look up in the sky. It's the superheroes of travel. It's Ricky Tyus, and we're able to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.